that the Mishnah seems to be going like the opinion of Rav Lozman and Azariah. We know the din is you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight, and that's a machloiket, that was an old din. That's a machloiket, Rav Akiva, Rav Lozman and Azariah, whether that's a din deraisa, din derabon. So Rav Lozman and Azariah holds that it's a din deraisa. Learn that from the Gezer Shabbat Balayla Hazeh. Lochas Abosa Balayla Hazeh, Be'abar to Be'eretz Mitzayim Balayla Hazeh. Rav Akiva doesn't hold for that Gezer Shabbat. He holds that Mikra din deraisa it's called Alayla, and it's Chatzoy, it's a Zalik Delachik Sodom. Bottom line, what's the difference? Halacha l'maisa. Bottom line, you have to finish eating by chatzos. So the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, quotes the Gemara at the very end of Psachim, Dav Kuf Chof Amud Beis, that the difference halacha l'maisa is what about matzah? Are you allowed to eat matzah after chatzos? If you hold that that Ben HaTorah, there's a din of chatzos, so there's a hekesh between matzah and Korban Pesach. A matzah samurai, yochlu hu, you should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with matzah mar. So the matzah mar has to be before chatzos also. But if you hold that the whole din of chatzos is only with the rabbanon by Korban Pesach, so why they make exera the rabbanon in order that the person shouldn't come the day aveira, you shouldn't eat noisar. If you'll allow people to eat all night long, if you permit people to eat the Korban Pesach all night long, they may eat after Alos HaShachar, because it's very dark outside. Alos HaShachar is still very dark. And if they eat after Alos HaShachar, it'll be an Issa Koris. But if they'll eat the matzah after Alos HaShachar, they just won't be out to the mitzvah. So the simple reading of the Gemara is like that. Tosis is reading the Gemara Kipshut, the Gemara, the end of the Pesachim. That if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, the Chatzos only made Rabbanon, they only made a Gzeira of Chatzos by Korban Pesach, they never made the gzeir b'zman mikdash. You have to eat the Korban Pesach before chatzos, and you're eating it with matzah mar. So you eat everything before chatzos. Kocham matzah b'zman hazeh, but b'zman hazeh there is no Korban Pesach. So is it okay to eat the matzah after chatzos? So the simple meaning of the Gemara is that if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, there's no problem. So then Tosfos raises the issue. So how do you talk a paskin? Should we paskin like Rabbi Lozman and Azari? Because you have a stam mishnah here. Stam mishnah nun vav and beis is like Rabbi Lozman and Azari. Okay. So that's why there were opinions in Tosfos that the halacha is like Rav Lozman and Azariah, that chatzos is deraisa. Even if your chatzos is only made the rabbanon, there is a din of chatzos that is deraisa. There is a din of chatzos. The Gemara has a din in Zvachim, chatzos is equal. If you have a murim on the mizbeach, or you have a vorim of a korban oilo on the mizbeach, and they fall on the floor, and they didn't fully turn into ash. So there's a mitzvah of a hadure poikin. Whatever was pokam, al-gabe mizbech, you have to, Kohanim should pick it up and put it back on top of the mizbech, that it should burn until it turns into ash. So what happens if it fell off of the mizbech after chatzos? And the whole piece of meat or the whole piece of chelev is charred on the outside. It's not edible on the outside. It's osa b'chilev. It's chelev or it's korban oil. It's osa, but it's totally charred on the outside, but on the inside it didn't turn into ash at all. So if it falls off in the mizbech before chatzos, you have to put it back on. The kohanim have to put it back on. That's a hadure poikin. But if it falls off after chatzos, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that chatzos oise equal. It's considered kima ukol domi. There is an institution of chatzos on the level of the raisa. The halacha does recognize chatzos halaylo. The halacha recognizes chatzos hayom also, but in get the erev Pesach after chatzos, that's when the Yisr chometz begins. Ach be yom rishon, ach chilek, you split the yom rishon. Yom rishon means erev Pesach. Split the day in half. I always point this out because it's called the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun. When the chachamim made it, takanat rabbanon has to be patterned after the dinim deraisa. You have to use building blocks that exist on the level of deraisa. So how they come off to make such a din? That you have to finish something by chatzos alayla. So there is a din. According to Rav Lozman Azari, there's certainly a din of chatzos derais, like Korban Pesach. And even if you hold not like Rav Lozman Azari, there is a din of chatzos is equal. The Netziv over here has a whole discussion. Maybe even if you'll assume the din is like Rav Akiva, that mitzvasa all night long, there's still room to say that the Gzeira de Rabbanon applies to matzah. The simple reading of the Gemara in Pesachim Kufchof is not so. So he shows you how you can read the Gemara differently. That's a question in the opening Mishnah in Brochas, when there's a machloikis satanoim, where the Kriyashma is all night long, or you have to finish Kriya Shema by Chatzais, that means even b'di'eved, you can't say Kriya Shema after Chatzais. And if you say after Chatzais, you can't say the brachas, even b'di'eved, or no, maybe it only means l'chatchila. So the issue being that the whole right of the Chachamim to make Gzeir de Rabbanon is based on the pasuk Gishmartem es Mishmarti Asum Mishmeres, the Mishmarti, that's the concluding pasuk in Parsha Zachri Mois. Gishmartem es Mishmarti Asum Mishmeres le Mishmarti. The Gemara Yibamis has that drosh on Daf Chof. Asum and Daf Chafalaf Asum Mishmeres le Mishmarti. So Hishom and Pen Vial always means Aloisase. So the Pasha Pshat, the Prima Gordon points out, the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk is, the Chachamim are authorized to make a Gzeira de Rabbanon if they're afraid that someone's going to violate an Aveira. But if they're only afraid, if they're only concerned someone's not going to fulfill a mitzvah, not that he's going to violate an Aveira, then you have no authorization in the Torah that should permit the Chachamim to make a Gzeira de Rabbanon. Whenever the Chachamim make a Gzeira de Rabbanon, it should be an issue of Bal Tosif. So who allows them to make Gzeiros Rabbanon? Shmartem es Mishmarti? But that's only Asum Mishmeres Mishmarti. Yisham Epen V'yal is Aloy Sase. If they're going to make a Harchoke for a Mitzvah Sase, you better do it like this, otherwise we're afraid you won't be Yotze. So you have no right to make such a Gzeiros Rabbanon. You have no right. So such a Gzeiros is not binding. That's the Poshup Shav. But there are other Rishonim who learn on the opening Mishnah, no, you can make a Gzeiros Mishum Kriyashma also. We're afraid he won't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And that Gzeirah may only be Lachatchila, not B'di'evet. So then it seems discusses that possibility. Anun Vav, Anun Zayim and Aleph, the Gemara quoted that there was an extra pasuk, so that pasuk tells us that that pasuk tells us that a b'chor balmum is also a matnas kuna. They're a choftal at matnas kuna. So if you have a b'chor that has no mum and you makri that al gabi yam is be'ach, so then we know that's from the matnas kuna. A non-kohen is not permitted to eat a b'chor behemet Torah. That's the mishnah shina machilas and a b'chor nechal a kohenim. That ma'isel l'chol adam. But what about a b'chor balmum that has a mum kavua? So that the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Shalom atzina lo, there is no pasuk anywhere else. This is the pasuk.
What does it mean? Shina
Rashi interprets. The Zrika Sadan is one din because the Mishnah was like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that it says damam, and it says chelbam. So all three have one din by Zrika Sadan. But Achila is Shona. That's different. Shina Bachilosim, there are Shinuyim in the Achila, even though there are no Shinuyim in the Zrika Sadan. Can't be Shinuyim in the Zrika Sadan according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, because all three, Chor Ma'isra Pesach, learned that from the same Pasuk that they need Zrika Sadan. Is Domam Tizrak Alam Mizbech, is Chelbam Takdir. So it's all the same as far as Zrika, but not as far as Achila. So the Gemara establishes that Bechor is one of the Matnas Kuna, even if it's a Bechor Bamum. Not only if the makriv in on the mizbech, even a balmum is also. The Gemara says in the first Mishnah in Pcheres that if you have a shutfus with a nochri, if the farmer has a shutfus with a nochri, even if the nochri has an insignificant shutfus, so this cancels the whole din of a b'chor behema Torah, both dinim. There's no matnas kahuna, and there's no kedushas b'chor. But there's one Tana Reb Yudah who disagrees. He says that it the matnas kuna will be noig proportionally. If the goy has a 5% shutvis in the behemah hamevakeres, so then 95% of the vlad goes to the kohen. If it'll be a bechor a zachar, 95% will go to the kohen, 5% the goy owner can keep. The chelik of the goy is. Not mechuyev to give a matnas kahuna, but the chelik of Yisrael, you are mechuyev to give, but the korban is not at all. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the chachamim. If you have a shutfus akum, even a yad akum, the answer, just a little shutfus, a partial shutfus, less than 50%, so also it cancels the whole kedushas bechor. There's muta begiz of avoid and so on. But the matnas kahuna, Rabbi Yehuda holds, is not canceled. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. we paskin that whenever you have a shutva sakam, even a yadakam emtsi, even a slight shutva, both dinim of b'chor are cancelled, both the matas kuna and the kedushas b'chor. On this gzereshova, nun zayin on the base, on this gzereshova of Rav Loza ben Azariah, that it says balaylo hazeh, so the Avnineza points out that there is a difficulty. By makas b'choris, it occurred exactly at the split second of chatzos alayla. Mashenikin achilas korban pesach is not at the split second. You have to finish eating the korban pesach by chatzos. So how is it the same? Not the same at all. So that's what Avnineza comes up with a chiddush. He says when you eat the korban pesach, when you eat the korban pesach in the first half of the night, you're not yotze until it comes chatzos alayla. And you have tam pesach b'fiv. Why do you have to have tam pesach b'fiv? Otherwise, it'll be something like kolsa kinyana. If you make a kinyan chazoke, you make a kinyan meshicha hagboa lachazman. So when it comes lachazman, you're not making the kinyan. So that's kolsa kinyana. So here also, when you eat the korban pesach in the earlier half of the night, so you're not yotze anything. Just let's say the person eats the korban pesach and then he gets a heart attack and he dies before chatzos. So Mustama Davden Nezer would say that you're not yotze anything. You're only yotze when it comes chatzos and you have eaten the korban pesach and you want that it should be tam pesach b'fiv. He writes as if the din of eim after nach pesach hafikam, as if it were a din deraisa that you want to have tam pesach b'fiv. It's not a din deraisa, but so he has this chiddush that according to Rav Lozer ben Azariah, if you ate your korban pesach before chatzos, and then it comes chatzos, and then you yotze, and then you're allowed to eat all the food you want after. The din of eim after nach pesach hafikoyim, and according to Rav Lozer ben Azariah, only applies up until chatzos. So you'll be able to be yotze at the moment of chatzos, when it comes chatzos.
He has his tnai,
but his tnai is based on his assumption. His assumption is very questionable, that according to Rav Lozer ben Azariah, when you eat the korban pesach before chatzos, you're not yotze b'shaita, you're only yotze later when it comes chatzos, and you have eaten already the korban pesach. That's a chiddush, and that's why you need tam pesach b'fiv should be kolsa kinyonai. Since kolsa kinyonai is not restricted only to kinyonai, the Gemara has kolsa kinyonai by kinyonim. Let's say you make a kinyon shtar, a man gives a get to his wife, he gives a shtar to someone else. She should be megureshes lacha lamed yom. And she lost the shtar before Lamed Yom, or the shtar is Nisraf, or the get is Nisraf before it comes Yom Lamed. So that's called Sekinyona.
Would this night work even if you didn't hold, you need Tam Pesach the rest of the...
No, why should you say you're allowed to eat after Chatzos? You're not allowed to eat after Chatzos either. You want Tam Pesach with him when he goes to sleep. He should have the flavor of the korban pesach in his mouth. So this is Davnei Nezis Chiddush, that according to Rav Lozer ben Azariah, the whole halacha of Eim Aftir Nach HaPesach HaVikam Kedei Shehei Tam Pesach V'Fiv takes on a whole different understanding, that you only eat in the mitzvah when it comes Chatzos HaLaila, and you have eaten the chometz, so you have eaten the korban pesach, or B'zman HaZeh, you have eaten Afikam, which is Echel the korban pesach, and when it comes Chatzos, then you
eat
in. A different reason, because the chaviv is a mitzvah. That's the point. So he says, by the contrary, Rav Lozer ben Azariah, it's a more serious reason that it's also kinyonah.
According to the chachamim, you don't need the tam pesach until alos hashachar.
According to the chachamim, tam pesach lefiv means when you go to sleep, you should have pleasant dreams. You should be dreaming about the korban pesach. So don't brush your teeth with Colgate. Don't brush your teeth. Leave the meat in your mouth. When you go to sleep, you'll be dreaming about the korban pesach. Out of chaviv is a mitzvah. It's a totally different path.
So he can. Rav Lozer ben Azariah has to be awake during chatzos, cognizant of the time.
I don't know. He came up with a new chiddush. Avnei Nezer came up with. He invented a whole new pshat, a whole new chiddush. That she ate tam pesach b'fiv is in ganzen a different. It's a good question. How can you learn gzeir shavah? It's not the same. Makas b'chor is at the split second of chatzos, and here you say you can eat the korban pesach the whole first half of the night up until chatzos, so it's not the same. But to say such a fantastic chiddush that when you eat the korban pesach and you're not yotze till later, till it comes chatzos, and you have the tam pesach lefiv, that's a very big chiddush. Rav Nezer has it another place also about the kol sekinyonah. He says the din is a ger, there are different opinions in the Tanoim. We pass on the halacha that a ger, a non-Jewish man who wants to convert, has to undergo milu utvila, and they're both leikuva. Mavalai tovala, tovavalai mal is still not Jewish. You have to have both. So in what order do you do them? So you know, first you do the milu, then you do the tvila. Is it ma'akev b'dieved? That's how they did at the time of Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai was the geris of all of Klal Yisrael. So the milah they did in Eretz Mitzrayim before Achilas Korban Pesach, that was not only a milah to enable everyone to participate in Korban Pesach, that was the milah of Geiris, the Rambam quotes that Gemara, that was the milah of Geiris. And then Har Sinai, they did the tefillah. So you see, you have the milah first. What if you reverse the order? So he says, it'll be an issue, there's a machlag zereshanim, if you're doing the opposite order, is it good b'dieved or not? So we paskin, it's a sfeika d'dina, that if you first did the tefillah, then you did the milah, you should repeat the tefillah again, but we broke. That's the shach sachro. Speak it adina, so you should go to chumrah, be tevil again in the mikveh, but we broke. Usually a ger hamizgayer is tevil in the mikveh, tevil v'yola, v'aliyasa hu'aymer, the broche ala tefillah. And here, where he was tevil before the milah, then he has the milah later, you should repeat the tefillah, but we broke, misafi. So the Abnezer gives an explanation why should there be an opinion that it makes a difference what order you did the geiris. If you did the milah first, then it's good. You do the tefillah first, it's no good. It's makir. Why? So he says when you do the milah on a non-Jew, the shame geiris, it has an effect immediately. It's chal right away. That's the gemara, the first daf in the oral. This person is no longer considered an oral since he had milah the shame geiris, even though he's not Jewish. But he had milah l'shem geiris, even though the geiris was not chal yet, because he didn't have the tefillah in the mikveh yet. But the milah is chal to remove the din of oril. Kol ha'goy ma'arelim, it's a pasuk in Navi. So that statement doesn't apply to the goy who had a milah l'shem geiris. So if you do first the milah, it's chal, then you do the tefillah later in order, proper order, so the tefillah clinches the geiris. So the tefillah is chal right away. If you're going to do the tefillah first, so the tefillah is not chal at all. Then when you're going to do the milah later, so they're going to say the tefillah that I did last week accomplishes now that I become Jewish. How can you have tefillah lahalamid? It's kolsa kinyonai. That's the expression that he uses there. It's kolsa kinyonai. He holds that kolsa is a din in kol ha-terakula. Whenever you have a maisa that's supposed to bring about a halos, it has to bring about the halos immediately. Can't bring about the halos later unless it's still here with you, like amikadosh anisha d'shtar. And she's still holding on to the shtar after Lamed Yom. Or Mekadosh Anisha the Kesef, so Kesef is never called Kolsa Kinyona. Because if the Kiddushin falls through, then she's mechuyev to refund all the money to the Chosin. So that's what the Rishonim say. Kiddushin Kesef is never considered Kolsa. So he works with the Svara that Kolsa Kinyona is the din and call it Tarkul. Whenever you do a Maisa that brings about a Chalois, Chalois has to take effect immediately. It was going to be, you can't have a delayed reaction. Let's say a woman has to go to mikveh on Thursday night, and she's going to be out of town. So she'll go to mikveh on Wednesday night, and she'll swear to the mikveh lady that she won't be with her husband till Thursday night. It's no good. She can't go to the mikveh before Thursday night. There is no tefillah lachalamet. She can't be tevil on Wednesday night and say, let it be good for Thursday night. You can't begin to go to mikveh till Thursday night. So that's why there was a significant opinion in the Rishonim that by Geirus, the Seder is me'akibir yavid. If you're going to have first the tefillah, and then the milah, then you have to repeat the tefillah. We pass on it's a sveik edadinim because it's a machlok is a rishonim. But why does some rishonim hold that it's no good b'dieved? Why should the seder be miyake? So he says why? Because you can't have tefillah lachalamet. If you do milah first, so the milah accomplishes achalos immediately. It's paka edadin oral. This nochri, even though he's still a non-Jew, but he's no longer considered an oral. But if you're going to do the tefillah first, so the tefillah didn't accomplish any chalos at all. So that's why he applies this concept of kol sekinyonai. He applies it to eating korban pesach also. That if you eat korban pesach before chatzos, you have to be alive at chatzos, so you eat the mitzvah then, and you need tam pesach b'fiv. That it shouldn't be kol sekinyonai. No, it's a harifes. So that's a chiddush of an assumption. Okay, I thought maybe it would make sense to continue with the second parak. Daf Yudalan on the base. So the klal is mikabola v'yelach mitzvah skuna. The shchita is ksheira bizar by by all the Karbonis. On Yom Kippur, it's a question whether Shechitas Poroi shall kangol is kosher bizarre. Machloikis, it's a machloikis amoroi medigmar in Yuma. Here at the beginning of the third parak, Lamed Aleph and Beis, kol apsum sheshochtu shechitos and kshera. The psulim that are listed in the beginning of the second parak, the Mishnah is Yud Aleph and Beis gives you a list of psulim. Zar means a non-coin, oinen, tfulyoim, uchusi kipurim, uchusi begodim, shalor uchutz yadayim raglam, or al tome, yoshev, oimen al gabi kelem, al gabi behema, ten psulim. So all of these psulim are only possible by kiblu domam, by kabbalah v'yelach mitzvus kuhuna. But the beginning of the third parak is, lamed aleph and beis, kod apsulim sheshachdu, shechitos and kshar, shashchit ekshere, bizarim, betnoshim, ubavodim, ubetmeim, afilu bekotchi kotchim. How can a Tommy Shecht in Korban not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash? Means going to stand outside of the Beis HaMikdash with a sack and oruch. That's what Tyson says. Going to stand outside of the Beis HaMikdash with a long knife and Shecht. So that's also a chiddush that we discussed when we started learning. That usually when you have an avoida done in the Shechit is the first of the Dalar Avoida Saddam. So normally when you do an avoida, the one who does the avoida has to be in the same mokim. Let's say you do Kabbalah Saddam by Kochi Kochi. So you need that the Kohen who does Kabbalah Saddam should also be Rosh HaVerubo in Tzofen. Not enough that the Behem is in Tzofen and the Klisheris is in Tzofen for Kabbalah Saddam. You require also the Kohen should be in Tzofen. And when you have the Kohen Godel does an Avoida in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he can't stand in a Hechel and do the Haktoris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Or do he'll stand in the Hechel and do the Zvika Saddam into the Kodesh Kodesh. He has to be in the same location. On the Smala Abayis Kuloy Oshan, when you do Haktoris Haktoris, he need the Kangolo should be in the same Mokum where the Avoida has to be done, he has to be. But by Shechita, it's not so. By Shechita, Rov HaTanoim think that the one who does the Shechita doesn't have to be in Nazara. So Taisa says that's how they came to the conclusion that Shechita Ksher Bizar. The Shechita Lab Avoida, it's an Avoida mitzad the Hefts of the Korban. But it's not an avoid, the mitzad the kain ha'oivid v'harai, that we learned that from Sukkim, that he doesn't even have to stand in the azar. So that's the contrast between Yudalan on the base, the beginning of the second parak, that all the 10 people are apostle, mikabola v'yelach mitzvus kuhuna. Yeah, what is azar? Azar is an ankoin. Azar is an ankoin. If you have a cholol is also an ankoin. Cholol means a kohen marries a grusha, and they have a son, so the son is a cholol. So that's machlekes hatanoim. So we pask on machlekes of lezer and bishur. We pask on the b'di'eved. The koyin cholol does the avoid. The b'di'eved avoid does a ksheira, and that's a machlekes taisus in the Rambam. What that means? The taisus says only cholol she'eni yadua. Once we know that he's a cholol and mikan lahabo is going to do avoid, it'll be possible. And the Rambam understood not so. The Rambam understood even a cholol yadua b'di'eved. If he does avoid, it'll be kosher. That's based on Exeris HaKosa Baruch Hashem Chelo. But basically, a Cholol is a Zar. Cholol should mamish be a Zar. Cholol is permitted to be Metamil Mason. He's allowed to marry a Grusha. He's not a Kohen at all. That's what the word Cholol means. Chol means empty vacuum. He's emptied out from Kedusha's Kehuna. So really, the Cholol should be included in the Zar.
I think there are about as a third sheet that it's a Safik Cholol. Only a Safik Cholol is of a Dasik Shever.
Really? Not familiar. Okay. So the Mishnah lists off all the 10 psulim. Zar. Zar means a non-koy. Oinen. What is oinen? So here's the Shverer Rashi. The first Rashi in the second pair calls Mashalei Nikba Hameis. That's not correct. Even after the Kfuras Hameis. Rashi himself quotes it on the bottom of Tezayin Amid Aleph. Rashi himself quotes from the Gemara, the Kamon Daf Kuf Aleph, that it says, Neaninus Nisrafu Afila Erev, the Kusav Aninus Lila Namias Afila Nikbar Ameis. Rashi's black and white. He lines from the bottom of the Rashi and of Tezaina Manala. It's a Beferish in the Gemara like that. So this Rashi is a Pella. Rashi writes, Kol Mashal Nikbar Ameis. It's very difficult. The din is that Oinen is not allowed to do mitzvahs. Oinen is Potter from mitzvahs, and Taisus quotes Yerushalmi. He's not allowed to do mitzvahs. We follow that Taisus B'Shem HaYerushalmi, beginning of the second parak in Brochas, that Misha Mesim Utalafanov is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So there, the din of anidas zami meis muta lefana calls mashalei shalanikra meis. Here, when it gets to the din that an oinin is not allowed to eat meis sheni, it says la'achal to be oinim imenu, and the oinin is not allowed to be makav karbonis. Here, it's afilu lachak kfuras ameis till the end of the day. And according to one opinion, even aninos lailos derais even after the kfur. That's the bottom Rashi, three lines from the bottom of Tezayin. Of Tezayin Amad Aleph. So this Rashi is a Pella. He says, Kozman Shalanik Rameis. The Rishayim there in the Shita Mukubetzes, not the Shita Mukubetzes, the Tosve HaRosh, raises the issue there in the beginning of the second Perek in Brochus. Why is there a discrepancy in the definition of Oinen between the Dindar Reis and the Dindar Rabbana? The Dindar Reis of Oinen is that is Eina Oichel, the Maisusheni, and is Eina Oichel, the Kachim, is Eina Oiveid. And the din derabbanan, the oinen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. How come there's a discrepancy? So I think the Tosfei HaRosh presents it as if it were a machlokes atanoim, and you machmer over there and you make it over here, because here it's only a din derabbanan that he's not allowed to do mitzvahs. It's not a real din deraisa. So here we're makel only up until the kvura, and there we're machmer even after the kvura. Rav Soloveitchik didn't see that there was any stira whatsoever. He said that they're two different dinim. Here it's a din of oinen. And there it's a misnomer. He said it's not really, he said it says in Yeridei Hilchos Aninus, he says it's a misnomer. Should really say Hilchos Misha Mesa Mutalafanov. It's a different din. That's how the Mishnah starts up. Misha Mesa Mutalafanov. He's not allowed to do mitzvah. It's a different halacha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik told over the story. He went to be Menachem Oval when the Lubavitcher Rebbe was sitting Shiva. So the Rebbe knew that Rav Soloveitchik enjoyed talking about Rambam, so he started telling him that the Rambam writes, like this Rashi, that the din of oinen and not allowed to eat my sushani only applies kodem hakfura. So Rav Soloveitchik said there is no such Rambam. So he said no. The Rambam says. So he said in the Tozar Rambam. So the Rebbe started to get up. He was going to go get a sefer. The Shem said Rav Soloveitchik said I pushed him down with my hands on his shoulder. I pushed him down. He said don't be matriach yourself. There is no such Rambam. So after the shiva was over, the Rebbe sent a Xerox copy of Kapach's Pirush HaMishnayos to Rav Soloveitchik, that the Rambam in three places wrote like that in the old Pirush HaMishnayos, in the standard edition. The Pirush HaMishnayos says like this Rashi, in three places, the Oinen is also the Vais Hasheni, is only up until the Kvura. And Kapach was working with the original copy of the Rambam, where the Rambam himself crossed it out and changed it. And he corrected it, that even after the Kvura, he still has a din of Oinen. So Kapach points that out in his picture. So he said, so they read this in Rav Soloveitchik, that what I was saying was the way it's printed in all the Gemaras, and what the way you were saying was the way the Rambam himself corrected his own thing. But Rashi has it in a few places. This Rashi has it over here. Calls Manshal Anik Brahmes. It's a Shaloi Kedin. It's not correct. There's a Rashi in Megillah also writes like that. Oinen is also the Kochim. Oinen is also Mashiach. And only calls Manshal Anik Brahmes. So the Turi Evan says, it's wrong. There is no such thing. It's not correct. Yeah. The Pella Dike Rashi. Rashi himself on the next daf writes not so. Yeah, what's the story? Tful Yom. Tful Yom, it means any person who went to mikveh and he didn't yet have Hayr of Shemesh. You can't have the Hayr of Shemesh before you toivel in the mikveh. Let's say a person became Tomek today and he waited 2 years and then he goes to the mikveh, then he still has to wait till Hayr of Shemesh. Can't be Yoitza the Hayr of Shemesh before the tefillah in the mikveh. What's the din of a tful yom? So the a tful yom, if he touches truma, passes the truma. Then a Torah. There is a stira between two Rashi's. There's one Rashi in Chulin and one Rashi in Soito. So one Rashi writes on the side of the margin. They point out this contradiction in the Rashi. So one Rashi writes that min haTorah, the din of tful yom only means that if I'm a tful yom, I'm not allowed to eat truma. But if I touch truma, I passel it. That's only an invention mid the Rabban. That's only a chomer mid the Rabban. And the other Rashi writes, not so. And he says, that's also a din deraisa. And he quotes a pasuk. Because the pasuk says, if you have a kli that's tomei, and you would tevel it in the mikvah, b'mayim yuva, the tomei ad ha'ere v'toher. So there's a din of tul yom on the kli. So the kli can't eat truma. The kli means if you put truma in the kli, it'll passel the truma. So you see that the tuyam touches truma, passels it, is a din deraisa, it's a beferish apasik. How can the other Rashi say against an often apasik? One Rashi, I forgot about it, which is which. One Rashi is in the end of Chula, and the other Rashi is in the middle of Soita. In the middle Perek of Soita, you have miscellanea about Tumah Vetara, different things. So that's a steer in Rashi. I don't understand here. Here's the Shita Mukubetzis on Daf Yudzayinam and Aleph, Ois Gimel. It says, Tful Yom does not passel Truma. It's not true. Tful Yom does passel Truma. I don't know what it means. Maybe there's a misprint. I don't know. You have to look in the Meforshim there. On the Shita Mukubetzis, Daf Yudzayinam and Aleph, Ois Gimel. It says, Tful Yom doesn't passel Truma. It's not true. Tful Yom, we assume, Tful Yom passels Truma, Min HaTayru. Then you have Mechusi Kippurim. Mechusi Kippurim is also considered Kittomei. What is the Mechusi Kippurim? So there's the second perik increases, starts off with the words Abba Mechusi Kapora. There are four people who are Tomei, who are the Toivel and the Mikvin, have Harav Shemesh, so the Memela, they're permitted to eat the Maisa Sheni. They're permitted to eat even Truma. The Gemara has on the first daf in Brachas, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Tovol v'yola, it's a Mishnah in the Goyim, I think. Tovol v'yola, if a person is tovol in a mikveh, comes out of the mikveh, he's tohor with respect to eating ma'aser sheni. Tomei lo bi'artem imeni b'tomei, I didn't consume ma'aser sheni in a state of tumah. So once the person is tovol in the mikveh, even if he didn't yet have harav shemesh, he's permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. Harav shimsha echol b'tumah, you need harav shemesh to be allowed to eat tumah. And eidi kaparasa echol b'kotchim. By the Abba Mechusik Kapara, Zab Zava, your letters and Mitzvah, those four Tmeim, their Tahara procedure requires they should bring Karbonis. The Kozman, they didn't bring the Karbonis, they're still, in a certain sense, they're still considered Tami. So that's called the Mechusik Kapara. So the Abba Mechusik Kapara, if they'll do Avoida and Beis HaMikdash, the Avoida will be possible. It's like a Tami Shavad. Tami Shavad is possible. Yeah. Mechusik Bigodim, the Gemara is going to say, like a zar passes, but he has some mechusa begodim also passes. Shelo ruchutz yadayim raglaim, kirush yadayim raglaim is leikuva. It's ma'ake b'riyeved. Kan godel on Yom Kippur does kirush yadayim raglaim five times. So that's because each time he puts on big dekuna. I don't think that's me'ake b'riyeved. Let's say he'll do the avodah, the second unit, the third unit, the fifth unit. He'll do the avodah if he doesn't repeat the kiddush daim raglaim. I don't think that's me'ake, because he did the kiddush daim raglaim in the morning. But you have to have done kiddush daim raglaim today. If you didn't do so, the pasuk says apostles b'riyeved. Or else, if the kohen never had a bris milah, yeah. That's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Which oral are you talking about? Here it says, Ein Tosfos l'kamon. That's a machlokes. Rashi writes, oral means meiser echov machmas milah, even though he's not mechuyev to be mal himself. And Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, who disagrees the first Mishnah Perika oral, or betruma. An oral can eat carbon pesach, and an oral sh'ovah rabbi dosa psulus. In all these cases, Rashi holds it even applies to an oral sh'meiser echov machmas milah, that you're not mechuyev to do a bris milah. You're not allowed to do a bris milah. You put your life in danger. You're not allowed to do a bris milah. So still, even though you're onus, you still have a din of an oral, and avodah is possible. And the Rabbi Natan and Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And he says, oral is only possible if he's a mumah l'areilus, if he's mechuyev to do the milah, and he doesn't do. But if he's an onus, then it doesn't apply. Tomei Yeshiv, let's say the kohen is sitting. When he does the Kabbalah Saddam, Hailocha Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, if he's sitting, he passels b'riyeved, yeah. Tosfos here raises a question. He said a few days ago that there's a steer in two Rashis, whether Ein Yeshiva Bazdara Ela Lamalchei Beis David Bilvad. Here's the Tosfos, Tezainam and Aleph, the end of the Imam Maschel, Miyoshev Talmud Chochem. Imam Maschel Miyoshev. So the last four lines there, the last five lines is Agor. So they quote the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chofei, Ein Yeshivi Bar Zora, El El Malchei Beis David Bilvad. So this is Stir and Rashi, whether one Rashi is in Perek Chelek, and then on the side of the Omud, they tell you where the other Rashi is, whether that's a Din de Rabbanan or that's a Halacha Al Moshe Mesinai. Tosfos raises the same question. They're not sure, is it a Din de Rabbanan? It's a Din de Rabbanan. He says, V'shema Einam in HaTorah. Maybe the whole Din of Ein Yeshivi Bar Zora, El El Malchei Beis David, maybe it's only Mid de Rabbanan. Teda, proof. The Gemara comments on this Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that Yoshev passels even b'di'evad, if the Yoshev, the Kohen Yoshev, did Kabbalah Saddam, the Korban is passel even b'di'evad. The Gemara says, you need two psukim, you need one pasuk that l'chatchila you're not allowed to do, and one pasuk b'di'evad. Shina l'akasav li'akim, so Tosef says, I should have known on my own, because I'm Yeshiva Bazar. Of course, everybody has to stand. And Yeshiva. So Tosis wants to prove that the whole date of Ein Yeshiva Bazar is only the Rabban. Not such a good proof. If it's just a general din, Ein Yeshiva Bazar, so he violated the din, what does it have to do with the Avoida? Ein Yeshiva Bazar goes on the visitors in the Azar. No one's allowed to sit down. We need two psukim, one machatchil and one b'di'evet, that you're not allowed to do Avoida b'yeshiva. It's not the general din, Ein Yeshiva Bazar. Maybe Ein Yeshiva Bazar is taka din deraisa, but there is no din b'di'evet to the Avoida. Anyway, Tosis is not sure, and the Rashi wasn't sure. So steer in the Rashis. Yeshev. Then there's another din. Omer al gabi kelim, al gabi beim, al gabi ragle chavero. In all these 10 cases, posal. What do you mean, Omer al gabi kelim? The coin has to be standing on the floor of the Azara. If the coin is standing, they put a carpet in the Azara, so that's a chatzitza. The Gemara is going to talk about chatzitza between the big dekuna and the body. That's no good, and the Gemara has a din of chatzitza between the kohen's feet and the floor. The kohen doesn't wear shoes and socks. He has to be barefoot. His feet have to be on the karka ha'azara. So if he's omer al gabi kelim, al gabi behema, al gabi ragle chaver, there's another kohen. He's standing on the other guy's leg. So that's pasul, a pasul b'di'evet. Yeah, the Gemara is going to have a machlokes where the top line. Top line on Yud Zayin on the base. Kasav and Mechusik Kippurim Kizav Kizav Dami. Chusimim Kizav Kizav Dami Tanoi Hi De Tanya. It's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Whether Mechusik Kippurim Dezav is Dino Kizav or not. Yeah, what's the Shaila? So Tosis, what's the Sofik? Whether Mechusik Kippurim Dezav Kizav. So the top Tosis quotes Rashi, the top Tosis over there quotes Rashi, if a Zav enters the Azorah, he's Chayv Koris. What if a Mechusik Kippurim the Zav? Zav, Zav, Yoledis, and Mitzorah, the four Mechusik Kapor, Abba Mechusik Kapor. So if the Zav enters the Azorah in the state of Tumah, he's Chayv Koris. What if the Mechusik Kippurim? He already went to the Mikveh. A Zav needs Maim Chayim, he can't go to a Mikveh, he has to go to a Mayon. Mikvah is good for all the other Tumayim except for Azav. Yeah. So let's say he went already, he was Toivel in a Mayon, and he already had the Hire of Shemesh, but he didn't yet bring the Korban. It wasn't yet Evi Kaparos, and he enters the Azor. Will he be Chayv Koris? The Rashi says that will depend, that issue will depend whether Mechusik Kippurim the Zav is Kizav Domi or not. So Tosis asks on Rashi, how could that be? That's a Machlokes HaTanoim. It's enough in the Mishnah in Kalim. It's nice all over the place that there is Koris. That doesn't seem to be mutal m'machloikas, but the mechus k'vim d'zav k'zav d'om yanan. So what's the issue? So Tosis explained. This is a famous Tosis, and this Tosis appears in other mesichtas. So Tosis explains there are two categories of tumah. There's tumah hayotza ola migufoi, and then there's tumah smago. Somebody died and I touched the maze. So there's a dead sheretz, the shmona shotzim hamur ma'tayra. If I touch a dead sheretz, so someone else is a nida, a zaba, your lettuce, a mitzora, whatever, and I touch that person. So that's a tumas maga. I was in kabel tumah, mi bachutz, from somebody else. Then you have a zab, zaba, your lettuce, a mitzora. That's a tumah hayotza lemigufo, balkeri. That's a tumah hayotza lemigufo, that the person develops the tumah. So the shaila is, the person was a zab, and he went to mikveh, and he already had harav shemesh, went to mayon, and had harav shemesh, didn't bring the kabbos yet. So the same Mechusik Kippurim the Zav is still Kizav Dami, Koris is Chayev. That's the Mishnah. No debate. Not like Rashi. That'll happen off Kamina, whether Kizav or not Kizav, whether it's Chayev Koris. No. The Pasuk says he is Chayev Koris. But the question is, what's the nature of the Tumah? Is he still called Tumah Hayotza Olam Megufoy? Would you say no? Lab Kizav Dami. It's a miscellaneous Tumah. It's he's still Tumah, but it's not considered the higher level of Tumah Hayotza Olam Megufoy. What's an off Kamina? So there are several nafkaminas. So one nafkamina is Tumah Yotza Megufoy is also in the whole Harabayis. In the Azara, it says, V'shalchem in Amachana and Parshas Nosai, called Tzuro V'cholzal V'chotomi L'Nofesh, three different Tumayim, and it says the word Machna three times. So the Gemara Pesachim says that each Tomei corresponds to each one of the three machnas. That the Tzorua is not allowed to enter even Machna Yisrael, not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. And the Zav is the Tumah HaYotzeh LeMegufa, he's permitted to enter Yerushalayim, but it's an Issa Deraisa, he's not allowed to enter into the Har HaBayis. And Tomei Lo Nofesh is only Tumas Mago, so he's not allowed to enter the Azorah. He is permitted to enter into the Har HaBayis, and he is Minat Torah, and he is permitted to enter into the Yerushalayim, but he's not allowed to enter into the Azorah. So those are the three Tmeim. So that'll be a Shaila, whether Mechusi Kippurim Dizav Kizav Domi, is he also to enter, is he a Tumah HaYotzeh LeMegufoy, and he's also the Machna Leviyah Min HaTorah? Or we say, no, Lav Kizav Domi, he's Tomei, but it's not no longer called the Tumah HaYotzeh LeMegufoy. Since bottom line, it did go, he was Tovel in the Mayon, and he had the Harav Shemesh, it's no longer that higher degree of Tumah.
Doesn't Mar have that suffix in Minda by a Balkari,
There seems to be a machlokes harishonim regarding Balkari. Azav has a sickness. Azav is a tumah yotzal megufam. Balkari is a machlokes harishonim. Is it a tumah yotzal megufam? It's a tumas riya, or no? When the tipas shichvazer comes out of his body, it's matame him b'maga. So l'chapanaf kemina, whether Balkari is a rishon l'tumah or an avatum, because asheretz the Mishnah says. Ovis Atuma, the Gemara in the first daf in Bava Kama quotes the Mishnah. Ovis Atuma Hasheretz, Hashichvazera, Vahatomi Meis. So the Tomi Meis is an Av Hatuma. Ovis Atuma. The Meis is Avi Avois, the one who touches the Meis is an Av Hatuma. The dead Sheretz is an Av Hatuma. So if I touch it, I become a Rishon. Then it says, Ovis Atuma Hasheretz, Vashichvazera. Shichvazera is Av Hatuma. Whoever touches it becomes a Rishon Atuma. Why? How come they didn't say Balkari? So the Shittim Kobetzas on the first daf in Bava Kama quotes Bali Ataisus who say that it's not true. Balkari is not an Avatum, it's only a Rishon Letum, it's only Tumas Maga. And other Taisus say it might cut, and another Mesichta say not so, that a Balkari is an Avatum, it's a Tumas Riya, it's a Tumas Yotzal Megufa. So that's a big question whether Balkari is also the Machna Leviya or not. It's not so clear.
What about Balkari?
By Harsina, they all had, yeah, the married people had to go to mikveh, that for sure. But the shaila is whether he's also the Machna Leviya. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Rambam doesn't quote the din. The Gemara said the Ferish Balkari, it's a Gemara in Yuma in the first paragraph. Balkari is not allowed to enter Machna Leviya, and the Rambam didn't quote the din. So the Mishnah Melo points out there's Hashmot and the Rambam. So several Achrainim want to assume that it's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Well, the Balkari, this Machlekes of the Bali HaTesis. Well, the Balkari is a Tumas Riya, or a Tumas Yot, or a Tumas Mago, and whether the Balkari is an Ava Tumas Rish and a Tumas, this is really a Machloekes Satanan. Cheskel Abramsky has like that in his Tosefta. Chazon Yecheskel, but before him, there's a Sefer Mein Avtoyach on Taras, on Inyoni Taras. It's a Chibur on the Hakdamas HaRambam to the Pirush HaMishnayis and Sefer Taras. So on top of the page he has Akdamas HaRambam, and the bottom of the page he has his comments. See, he also thinks like that, that it must be a Machlokes HaTanoim. Machlokes HaRishonim for sure, whether Balkari is a Tumah Yotzal Megufoy or a Tumah Smala. So what's the difference Halacha Lamaisa? So one difference is Shiluach Tameim from Machna Leviyah. If Mechusei Kippurim Dezav Kizav Tami, if it's a Tumah Yotzal Megufoy, then it's also Manatorah B'Machna Leviyah. If it's not Kizab Tami, it's a level of Tumah. Yes, Tumah, he's an Av HaTumah, fine, better get to catch him. But it's not called the Tumah Yotzal Megufoy. What's another Nafkemin on the level of their Isa? So Taisus claims, this big Taisus on Yud Zainam and Beis Maschal Kosovar. So Taisus says, they quote the last two, three lines in Taisus. They quote a Mishnah in Psochem. The Snam of Psochem Dav Tzarekei. If you have a Pesach Abba Betumer, it says, Le'yochel Memenu Zabim V'Zabis Nidus V'Yoldos. So Taisus says, anyone who has a Tumas Maga is permitted to eat a Pesach Abba Betumer. Tumas Muta Betzibur, Taisus claims, is only Tumas Maga. Tuma Yotzen Amigufa is not Muta Betzibur. The Rambam doesn't even agree with Taisus. That's what the Betzib points out. The Pichodesh points out. Others point out. The Rambam holds only Tumas Meis is Muta Betzibur. Not all Tumas Sheretz, all Tumas Magam. But Taisus puts them all together here. This Taisus is a Taisus in the beginning of Kol Abos, it's a few Masichtas Tosfos writes like that, that the difference between Tumas Magen and Tumas Yotzei L'Megufo is a Pesach Habo B'Tumah. That if you have a Korban Shezman HaKavu, it's Dechet Tumah, it's only Dechet Tumas Magen. It's not Dechet Tumah Yotzei L'Megufo, and that'll be the Nafkamina here, whether this is a Tumah, whether Mechusa K'morim Dezav is Kezav or not. Yeah, then Tosfos has another Nafkamina, Benigeto Adin D'Rabbono. These two are on the level of their Isa. That a Tumah Yotzei L'Megufo is not allowed to enter Machna Leviyah, that's a Din D'Raisa. And a Pesach Habo B'Tumah, Tumah Hutra B'Tzib is only Tumas Mago, not Tumas Riya, that's Tosfos Shita. And Tosfos in Chulin, in the beginning of Kalabosa, points out there's an Afkamina for Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Chalas Chutz La'aretz, everybody's Tumah and Chutz La'aretz. There's Tumas Eretz O'amim. It's all of Chutz La'aretz, it's considered like one big cemetery. So that's, let's say, if there's a Kohen and Chutz La'aretz, the Kohen not allowed to live in Chutz La'aretz, supposed to move to Eretz Yisrael. If there's a Kohen who's in Chutz La'aretz, so he's Tomei, Tumas Eretz Amen. So Tosfos explains, based on the Mishnah, is that he's permitted, calls money, still in Chutz La'aretz, he is permitted to eat Truma, because the Tuma that he has is only a Tumas Maga, it's not a Tuma Yotzei L'Megufo. But if it would be a Balkeri, and that Tosfos is assumed Balkeri is Tumas Riya, Tumas Yotzei L'Megufo, he wouldn't be permitted. He would not be permitted to eat Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Then the Gemara talks about a Kohen Kotten. A Kotten usually means before the mitzvah. Here, in this context, a Kohen before the age of 9. Ain't be also beer, so he doesn't have any Shichva Zera at all. So he can't, before the age of 9, it's impossible for the little kid to be a Balkeri. Because then Biyosabi, so it's not called Shichva Zerah. After the age of 9, then it's called a Kohen Gadol, even though he's not, Kohen Gadol sometimes means a high priest, and sometimes it means a Kohen who's by mitzvah, a Kohen who's a Gadol. Here it means a child is over 9 years old. So he can, the Kohen Gadol, Shetova Lekerio, he became a Balkeri, then he went to the mikveh. So then he's no longer Balkeri, but he still has Tumas Eretz HaAmin. But that's only a Tumas Maga, so the Tumas Maga doesn't prevent one from eating Tumas Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, these are the differences. Yeah, are there any other differences between Tumah Yotzei L'Megufo and Tumas Maga? So Tosfos has a lot of kashas with respect to the klal of Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim Sfek HaTomei and Bishus HaYochet, Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochet Sfek HaTomei. Tosfos has a lot of kashas. So they say apparently it doesn't apply in all cases of Tumah. So the one opinion in Tosfos is in Bava Kamma and Daf Yud Aleph and Man Aleph. Tosfos has one opinion that the klolei hapsak of Safik Tumah Bishus HaRabim Sfek HaTohar Bishus HaYochet Sfek HaTomei only applies to Tumas Mago. It doesn't apply to Tumah Yotzei L'Megufo. Tumah Yotzei L'Megufo, it depends whether it's one Safik or Sfek Sveka. It's judged with the regular klolei. Safik the Raisa L'Chumah and Sfek Sveka L'Kula. So there, according to that opinion in Tosfos, you have another difference between Tumas Maga as opposed to Tumah Yotzei L'Megufo. Then Tosfos has, there's another opinion in Tosfos, not so. Even Tumah Yotzei L'Megufo would also be governed with the rules of Bishus HaYachid, Bishus HaRabim, with the exception of a Metzora, that for sure. Metzora for sure is not governed with the rules. Yeah, that's a Shaila, why not? That they all the Tanoim agree, all the Rishonim agree to that. By a Metzora, the rules don't apply. Why should that be so? So the Pashtus is because by Metzora is the one Tomei who doesn't become Tomei automatically. Let's say somebody dies and someone else touches the mace, he didn't realize that the man died. It becomes Tomei anyway, whether he realizes or he didn't realize. Tumah happens by itself. Person touched the dead sheretz and he didn't realize that he touched the dead sheretz. Didn't realize the sheretz was dead. But it's the Gloy Milson of my friend, the sheretz was dead, so it's Tomei. The only Tumah that you have that you have to be declared as Tomei is by Mitzvah. By Mitzvah, even if he has a Vadai Negat Saras, Kolzman the Kohen doesn't declare him as a Tomei, he's going to be Tohar. So when you have a Sofik by Mitzvah, it's not a Sofik, is he Tomei, is he Tohar? That would be called a Sof Tumah. Is he Tomei, is he Tohar? Those are the two Tzadari HaSofik. By Mitzvah, the two Tzadari HaSofik are, is he Tohar and there's a mitzvah to declare him as Tomei? Or is he Torah and there's no mitzvah to declare him as Tomei? So that's a different thing. That's a Sofik. Is there a mitzvah to declare him as Tomei? It's not a Sofik Tumah. So that for sure. That's how the main Avtarech points that out. that by Mitzara for sure he has a Tesis with a Marsha like that, and the first paragraph in Chula and the Mishnah is like that, in Nozir, other places, that by Mitzara for sure the Kalali HaPsak of Safik Tumah B'Shesayach B'Shesarabim for sure do not apply. The only Tesis has two days. Is it only by Mitzara? Does it even apply to all Tumah Yotza Olam Igufa? But the Rashi is strange. Rashi, Tesis picks on Rashi, the top Tesis on Yud Zayin and the base. The Rashi says the Machlekes HaTanan, whether L'chusi Kippurim Dezav Kezav Tomei or not, L'chap Anav Kamina, whether he's Chayv Kores for entering the Azar. Tesis says he doesn't have to be Kezav to be Chayv Kores. A Tomei Meis who enters the Azar is also Chayv Kores. One who touched the dead chariots is also Chayv Kores. Doesn't have to be Zav. Zav is a high level of Tumah, Tumah Yotzal Megufoy. So Tesis disagrees with Rashi. The Kores for Knesset al-Azara, they all agree. The only machlokes is whether Mechusik Kvim Tezav Kezav, does he have, it still has the status of Tuma Yotze al-Begufa or no longer. Yeah. Yeah. Any Tomei Shenichnas al-Azara is Chayev Koris. Yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara has to prove much of the Mesichta and much of the Tosfos is to be mevarer. Where are the psukim for all of these dinim? And as I mentioned yesterday, the other day, much of what Tosfos says, Tosfos is guessing. Why don't you say like this? Why don't you say like that? It must be it's a klala prata klala. It's a gzereshav. It's a binyanam. It's a kavachaymer. So you look in the back of the Gemara. A lot of times they say Tosfos guessed wrong. That the often the Torah's kahanim has a different rush. That's what Tosfos said. But the bulk of the Tosfos talk is about trying to guess what the psukim are. So the Gemara says on all of these 10 people in the Mishnah, there are psukim that lechatchila they're not allowed to, and then you have shina l'akos of liyakib that even b'di'evid avodosu psulo. Yeah. So the Gemara here talks about kotche akum. You have a posik, v'inozeh v'kotche b'nei Yisrael. If a Jew is magdush al korban oilo, that's kotche b'nei Yisrael. If a nochri donates a korban oila, that's kotche yakum. So there is a machlokes hatanoim regarding kotche yakum. Does it have the same status as kotche b'nei Yisrael or not? So the Gemara says, if the nochi donates lebenek habayis, so it doesn't belong to him anymore, it belongs to berek habayis. So that's exactly the same, whether nochi donates or a Jew donates. Berek habayis, berek habayis. But if you bring a korban oila, then it's oila on behalf of the bala korban. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. So one Tana holds it's exactly the same, there's nothing to discuss. And the other Tanoim, Darshan, know that Kotche Yakum have a lower level of Kedush, and therefore you're not Chayev Pigul. If the Korban will be Pigul, let's say somebody Shechted or did Kabbalah Saddam or Locha Saddam and the Korban of the Nochri, intending to do the Haktore Chutz Lizmanai. So will it become Pigul or not? Will it have a din of Pigul? Are you Chayev Koris if you eat it? Ayachayv Koris if you eat it. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Ayachayv anois, ayachayv an pigul, ayachayv an tomei. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Well, the kotche yakum have a lower status on that. Then the Gemara mentions Me'ilo. Kotche yakum, one Tana holds there's no din, the parshas Me'ilo does not apply. A lot of the details of karbonas don't apply. Then the Gemara mentions there is an institution of Hatzitz Meratzeh. It says in the Chumash that the kangol wears shmoyne begodim, one of the big day kangol is the tzitz. So the tzitz is meratzeh on karbonas that are brought the psul. Which karbonas? Gemara, by a process of elimination, the Gemara knocks out all the other. It can't be talking about a karbon that was tomei, karbon that was an oinen, and mechusik kippurim is makrib, and so on. The only possibility is a karbon tomei. So if they brought, if they were makrib or karbon tomei, and the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible that he had it, unless the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz. That's a big shayla. The Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz alone? He doesn't have to wear all the Shemayna B'Gadim? Well, no, it means he wears the tzitz in the context of all the Shemayna B'Gadim, because all the B'Gadim are me'akvim zeh. So that's a shayla. The Beis HaLevi thinks that it means you need all the Shemayna B'Gadim. And the Rabbein and Tam and Tosfos sounds like he holds that all you need is the tzitz. We don't need that the Kohen Gadol should wear all the Shemayna B'Gadim. If the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz and a korban was brought in a state of tumah, then b'di'evad the korban will be kosher. The tzitz is meratzeh ala tumah. With respect to what? With respect to what? That you can be Zorik the Dan. What do you mean? The Kohen Gadol is wearing, there's a machlokes, Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah. The tzitz, we assume the tzitz is only meratzah, kozman she'olov. If he's not wearing the tzitz, then it's not meratzah. The other Tana says, even if he's not wearing it, as long as it's not nishbar, even though the tzitz is hanging on a hook on the wall, as long as the tzitz is not broken and it's still functional, even though the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, it's already meratzah. So we assume it's only meratzah calls man that the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. When does he have to be wearing it? He has to be wearing it when they... I would have said he has to be wearing it when they brought the korban in the state of Tumah, when they did the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zvika, when they were makir of the korban. So Rashi writes, not so. Rashi writes, was the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz when the korban became tamei? Why should it depend when the korban became tamei? It should depend when. So the Shagas Arye has a sefer on Yuma, the Gvuras Arye, and he says he doesn't understand. Where did Rashi get that from? That the tzitz is meratze, odei al mitzcha meratze, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz on his meitzach at the time that the korban became Nitma, should have been the pashtus he's wearing it at the time that they were makri of the carbon.
The soul is not
chal. Yep, achidish, the way Rashi learns. Shagazai doesn't think that that's right. That's a shayla. So what's the din? Let's say they did shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, and the carbon was tamei, and they did the zrika sadam. So if you would say the Kohen Gadol was not wearing the tzitz, the korban is pasul, so you're not allowed to be makta the emur. You're not zrikas adam. You're not allowed to be makta the emur. The zrikas adam is matter you, makta the kohen to do haktoras emur. But if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, and therefore the tzitz was meratzah, so the korban was accepted, b'dieved, it's hurtza, the korban is kosher, so then you can be makta the emurim later on. Yeah, what if the korban was tomei, and then the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, so you're allowed to eat the korban. So the Gemara says, no, the tzitz is not meratze al ha'oichlim. You're not allowed to eat the korban that was nitma. If there was zorik the dam, the tuma, and the tzitz, and the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, I think then you are allowed to, I don't remember, I think then the din is you are allowed to eat the korban. If the korban was, if the basa was loy nitma, just the dam was nitma. But if the basa was nitma, then the tzitz is not meratza al ha'oichlim. It's not meratza that you should be allowed to eat the korban in the state of tumah. So the Gemara comments that parsha, that if you makir the korban in the state of tumah, it's no good. Then it says, v'inozer mikotche b'nei Yisrael v'lei chalalu v'lo yamusu. It says, kotche b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, the tzitz is only... What does it mean, b'nei Yisrael? So the word, the Shach writes, at first in the Kudus HaKesef on Yeridei, that the word B'nai Yisrael sometimes memayit B'nai Yisrael, like the opening posek on Parshas Oilo, in Korban Oilo and Vayikra. So it says, Dabel B'nai Yisrael velo what? Velo B'nos Yisrael. So the Gemara says, yeah, women can donate a Korban Oilo, but women can't do smicha on the Korban Oilo. So there means B'nai Yisrael velo B'nos Yisrael. Sometimes you say B'nai Yisrael velo Yakum. Sometimes say B'nai Yisrael velo Geirim. So the Shach writes in the first Nekudas Al Kesem on Yerdei, the Tanaim had a feel to know when the Yidarshin V'loi Noshim, B'nai Yisrael V'lo B'nai Yisrael, when the Yidarshin V'loi Akum, when the Yidarshin V'loi Geirim. By Parshas Soita, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, where the Mashkem is a Geiris. If a girl is married to a Geir, so we call, she's Mrs. Geir, we call her Geiris, she's not a Geiris, her husband is a Geir. So the Torah promises this miracle, Oilam Void, that if the husband is Choshed, his wife is Nush, she should drink the Maim Amorim, and that'll be Mavari, whether she was Mizana or not. So so one Tana is of the opinion, E Mashkem is Hagioris. This miracle that the Torah promises only applies if the husband is a Yisrael. If he's a Ger, the Torah never promised such a miracle. So that's based on the Drasha, B'nai Yisrael, V'lo Gerim. So the Gemara says here, says v'inozer mikotche b'nei Yisrael v'lo yamusim. You shouldn't bring a korban mituma. What are you going to be daik over here? Mikotche b'nei Yisrael v'lo kotche akum. He may be makrev in a state of tuma. The Gemara says you can't say that. that the tzitz is usually meratzan kotche b'nei Yisrael, but the tzitz is not meratzan kotche yakum. The Gemara quotes the Omamar, five lines from the bottom, b'ovdikachovim, if a goy donates a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, b'meshegibimemezit, loy hurtza, the carbon will not be kosher. The tzitz is only meratzan, and carbonus, which were donated by b'nei Yisrael, the carbon is donated by Nochri, the tzitz will not be meratzan. Mean by a korban tzibur, by a korban shizman kavua, do you need tzitzitz? So the Gemara says in the first perik in Yuma, that's the nafkemina, whether tumah hutru b'tzibur or duchuyah b'tzibur. That if you hold that tumah is only duchuyah b'tzibur, so then you need a tziruf of the tzitz to be meratz. But if you hold tumah hutru b'tzibur at the gomer, then you don't need the tzitz, the tziruf with the fact that it's a korban shizman kavua. So that's a famous explanation that's given. And the Zecha Yitzchak, where Abitzel Paravezha, the Sefer is a collection of tshuvas that he wrote to different rabbonim in Lithuania. And at the end, they have a few short paragraphs. So this is one of the short paragraphs at the end that's more famous than all the tshuvas that he wrote. He gives the explanation, why does it depend? Why is it totally Zemizem? So he says, to be Doiche, if you have tumas duchi b'tzibur doicha, you can only be doicha an avera. Ese doicha lo isasi. You doicha the iser. So if it's a korban shezman kavua, so tuma is duchuya b'tzibur. It's doicha. But by a korban that's pasul, not only is there an iser, he said you doicha the iser, but it's a psul. The korban will be pasul, but yeah, but you have to have the tzitz to be meratza that the korban should be kosher. But if you would follow the other opinion, the tuma hutru b'tzibur et the gomor. So it means that the whole parsha of Tuma doesn't apply if it's a korban shezman kavur. So the whole parsha doesn't apply, so there's neither a problem of the Issa nor a problem of the psul. But if you hold the way the Raman paskens, that Tuma is only dechuy b'tziba, not hutra, so dechuy is only to be doiche, it's only doiche isurim. It can be doiche psul. So to be machshe the korban, you're going to need the tzitz to be meratz. So that was the shaila that Rav Tzvi Hirshkalosha had a havamina that they should... The Bali Atesis had such a Havamina. They wanted to build a Mizbeach and bring a Korban Pesach, but everybody would be Tomei. So we say, well, as the Korban Shazman HaKavua, so you're allowed to bring it in the state of Tumba. The Raman Paskins, that is the Chuy B'tzibur, so you need a Tziruf of the Tzitz to be Meratze. So you have to have a Kohen Gadol. Who's going to appoint a Kohen Gadol? You have to have a Sanhedrin. Atesis points out, someone has to appoint a Kohen Gadol. Who appoints? Tosis says either Echabah Kohanim or the Sanhedrin. So Sanhedrin, we don't have any Sanhedrin. How can you have a? You can't just make self-declared Kohen Gadol. Hang up a shingle. I'm the Kohen Gadol. You have to be appointed officially by the a body, some official body. Tosis says either Sanhedrin or Echabah Kohanim. So that was one of the shailas. Chavetz Chaim writes that also in the Likutei Halachos. He writes, what are the issues involved in the possibility of bringing karbonus b'zman hazeh? He writes, that's one of the issues. That even if you say that the tmidim u'musafim and karbon pesach, it's a karbon shezman kavu, it's deicha tumah, but you have to have a tzitz to be meratze. So you have to have a kohen gadol, you have to have a tzitz. So that we don't have. So the Gemara has... was learning out. How do you know that all of these 10 psulim in the Mishnah, how do you know they're all also lechatchila, and how do you know shina la kosel yakav? How do you know that they pasel even midiyavitz? Each step of the way, the Gemara has to quote psukim. Yeah, then the Gemara has, can you learn one psul from the other? Depends, it is an amamatzin, is it not an amamatzin? So the Gemara says, well, you can't learn from Tomei to others, because you can't learn from Balmum to the other. Balmum is a moch. Balmum has a chumra which doesn't apply to all the others. A Balmum, she can also craven kimakriven. Not only is there a psul, the Gemara has this in a few places, that if you have a korban, the behema is a Balmum, it's possible. If the koina does the avoid is a Balmum, it's possible. It's such a universal psul, she can also bo, here, the second line from the top, she can also bo korev kimakriv. The korban ha-korev can't be a balmum, and the kohen ha-makrev can't be a balmum. Then the Gemara says there's another svara to argue. Those psulim that apply even to a bama are more chomer than those psulim that only apply in the Beis Hamikdash. Which psulim don't apply to a bama? So Rashi tells you, look in the Mishnah, the Kamon, Kuf Yud Gimel, Omer Aleph. So there it says that the din of a zar doesn't apply to a bama. Anybody can be makar korban is by a bama. Kihun, it says, what's muta b'bama? Kihuna yironi, kuhuna yironi, big day kuhuna. Zar is kosher b'bama. Yironi klisharis. When you do Kabbalah Saddam, you don't have to be Kabbalah Saddam in klisharis. That's the Mishnah, Kufi Gimel Amenal. The Gemara is not sure how many of the psulim that apply in the Bama Gedoyla carry over to the Bama Ktam. So our Gemara, to Zayin Amen Aleph, raises a suffix regarding Oinen. We know there are psukim all over the place about an Oinen, that they're not allowed to be makru karbonis. What about an Oinen b'bama? So the Gemara is not sure. There were two opinions in the Gemara, and the Poshet, they're not sure whether that passels b'bama. Then the Mishnah said about Yoshev. Yeah, how do you know Yoshev is puzzle? Because it says, Kibom Baruch Hashem, Lamad L'Shorsa L'Baruch B'Shmo. The puzzle is, Hashem chose the Kohanim, Lamad. They were only chosen by Mida. If they'll be sitting, they were never chosen. So a Yoshev is considered like a Zar, like Mechusa B'Godim, is Manshei Migdei Malei Mein Kunasa Malei Mahavale Kazar. So if he's the Yoshev, he's also Kibom Baruch Hashem L'Shorsa. He was only chosen as a Kohen if he's Lamad L'Shorsa. Going to sit is no good. So the Gemara says the psul of Tomei is a more universal psul. It even applies to a bama, as opposed to Oinen. We're not so convinced that Oinen apply. A zar does not apply to a bama, and the psul of Balmum is a more universal psul. She can also crave him kariv kin makriv. Then the Gemara says the psul of Yoshev could be a svar. It's more chomer than the others. She can. You have a din that if an aid gives hakar to say to shekain, Yoshev is pasul aidus. Yoshev is pasul aidus. The Gemara makes a tushdal on tezayin manal. That just like Yoshev is pasul aidus, so too. Well, why? How do you know Yoshev? Yom nushnei hanashem ashelahem hariv lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed asks, Yom nushnei hanashem a tever a nitra is only Reuben and Shimon. Sometimes you have 100 partners over here and 50 partners over there, so you have to have 150 people have to show up for the dinter. Why is it Om Deshnei HaAnoshim? So the Gemara says, V'Om Deshnei HaAnoshim goes on the two Edim, V'Asher Lohem Hariv, and the Baladinim have to stand also, and they have to stand, and the Dayanim have to be the Yeshiva. So if the Edim are Ba'amido, if the Edim are the Yeshiva, from the Gemara it sounds like it passels B'Di'evit. The simple reading of our Gemara is it passels B'Di'evit. Tosis has a famous comment over here that the Talmud Yerushalmi points out when somebody was Megadev. Here the Tosis Mali Yashiv came postulators on the Zainim and Aleph. So the Tosis quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin where when somebody was Megadev, so you ask the Edim, Emor Masha Shamata Beferish, they over word for word the text of what the man said. And then when he says over exactly, then the din is that the members of the Bezin stand up and they have to rip Kriya. Because we learn out from a Pasuk in Novi, whoever hears Gidduf Hashem, Loshon of Gidduf has to rip Kriya over the tragedy. So even Hashemeya also has to rip Kriya. So the Yerushalmi comments, when you rip Kriya, you have to do Ba'amidah. And if one rips Kriya B'Yeshiva, he's not Yotze, even B'Di'evin, you have to rip Kriya over again. That's the Gemara in the third Perek in Ma'ikot, in Eila Megalchan. Amida is li'kuvah by ripping kriya. So the bezin has to stand in order to rip kriya. So what kind of a bezin is it? The bezin is b'amida. So Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, Mikan, you see from that Mishnah that the yeshiva sadayanim is not li'kuvah. So Tosis thinks, Mistama hu adenami d'amida sa'ed, it may also not be li'kuvah. Because it's learned out from the same pasuk, v'yom d'shneho anoshim ashelo amariv, Lifnei Hashem Elo HaDayanim. So the Edim have to stand, the Baladinim have to stand, and the Dayanim have to sit. So So once the Yerushalmi says that the sitting of the Dayanim is not Miyakeh B'Yevid, so Mestamah HaChanami Eini Kuvah Ba'amid Yisraelim, and probably not Miyakeh B'Yevid, because it's learned out from the same Pasuk. Even though it's a Din D'Araisa, it's a Din L'Chatchila. It's a Mitzvah L'Chatchila. But it's not Miyakeh B'Yevid. At the beginning of the Tosis, Tosis thought maybe not so. Beginning of the Tosis, Mali Yeshivish came Pasuk later, so Tosis says, the meaning is whenever you have a Din Torah, and Din Imamun is that we always have the Eidim sit, we always have the Baladinim sit. What usually happens is, not everybody comes at the same time. So one dying comes, and one baldin comes, and another aid comes, and they come trickle by trickle till they finally come. Then the three dayanim constitute a bezin, and then everybody's sitting already. So Dor HaShulchan says the bezin can give permission to sit, but the aidim have to start off by standing, and the baldinim have to start off by standing. So he says, if that's the way it happened, that everybody came little by little till they all finally showed up, and then the Bezin convenes, then the three members of the Bezin have to tell the Baladin, will you please stand? Then they both stand, and they say, we give you permission to sit. You have to have them stand, and then we give you permission to sit. And the Adam also, they say, please stand, and then we say, we give you permission to sit. So that's what Tosis says. You can give permission, even if you hold that Amida is Le'ikuva, the simple reading of the Babli over here, Tazayim and Aleph, is that Yoshev by Eid, Mali Yoshev came Pasal Eidus. Pasal Eid Medievit. Tosis said from the Yishami, it would appear not so, that the Dayanim, the Yeshiva is not Le'ikuva, the Mustafa, the Eidim Amida is also not Le'ikuva. But the Babli sounds like it is Miyaki B'Dievit. So how come we always have it in Torah? We have the Eidim sit, we have the Baladinim sit. The answer is you can paskan, you can have a pshara, you can be mekabel pasul dayanim also, you can be mekabel pasul eidim also. So it won't be an official din Torah. It'll be a pshara. But if it's, let's say, a get isha, you're talking about a real isha, the heter issue, so you can't be mekabel pasul eidim. You have to have kosher eidim. So then Tosis says, maybe then you shouldn't give them permission to sit. Maybe the amida is me'akeh b'dievid, shembe b'dievid. Maybe it'll pass a b'di'evit, or shema b'di'evit in lochush, because of that Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to contradict the Bavli. Yeah. Are there any other cases where you need amida le'ikuva? So by ripping kriya, Tosis points out, Tazayim and Aleph, the Tosis, miyoshev tamad chochem. So the quote from Moed Kotten Dav Chof Aleph, the last 10 lines in the Tosis. Quote from Moed Kotten Dav Chof Aleph. The Gemara tells a story. One of the Amoraim ripped kriya in a sitting position. Then he realized that he wasn't yotzei, so he ripped the second time. Then he realized it wasn't yotzei, he ripped the third time, because the second time he ripped, it wasn't his relative. His wife or one of his children wasn't available. So he was ripping kriya. He's supposed to rip kriya in the presence of the relative who's observing avelus. So the first time, there were two mistakes. It was b'yeshiva, and it was not in the presence of the relative. So he ripped kriya three times till he was finally yotze the takanas chacham. So you see from that gemara that kriya b'amida is likuva. What about by chalitza? Is it ma'akeh b'dievid? The gemara seems to indicate that when you do chalitza, you have to do it b'amida. Is it ma'akeh b'dievid? So Tosfos says it can be ma'akeh b'dievid. It says beferish in the braisa, if you did the chalitza, muta. The Gemara says in Yevam is Tav Kuvav, in the middle of that Tosis, Miyoshev Tamachoch. It says there, when the girl needed chalitza, so the dying told her, Biti Amoide, stand up. Why do you have to stand? Because it says, V'yomad V'yomad Lo Chafatzi Lekachto. That's why. Nah, Tosis said, that's not true. Based on the way the Gemara darshan, that's not the reason why. So Tosis thinks the reason why he told her to stand, because chalitza has to be done in the presence of a bezdin. So whenever people appear in front of a bezdin, either Edom or Baladinim, so the din is out of respect for the bezdin, they have to stand. It's not an abstract din that Edom have to be Ba'amida. Edom have to be Ba'amida out of respect for the bezdin. So even if it's a case of chalitza, so l'chatchila, you would need that she should, the yovim with the yovim should be Ba'amida. But b'dievid, Tosis quotes a b'feirish b'raisa, b'dievid it's good even if it's yoshev. The amida is not, doesn't pasal, it's not ma'akeh b'dievid by the chalitza. It is Miyakeh B'Dievid by the Kriya, ripping Kriya, but it's not Miyakeh B'Dievid by the Chalitza. Yeah, what's the din of Yoshev Tamil Chochem? Even though normally we say that the Eidim have to stand, But if it's a Talmid Chacham is coming to give Eidus, then we tell him he can sit. Why? So the Gemara says in Shavuos, because Esei de Kabbala Torah Odif. Very strange Gemara. It sounds like you're weighing. There's a din, Eidim have to be Bamida, and then there's a din Kabbat Talmid Chachamim. So the Esei of Kabbat Talmid Chachamim takes precedence over the din that you have to have Eidim Bamida. So it's a little strange. The Gemara is deciding which mitzvah is more important than which. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe the whole din that the Eidim have to stand is out of Kavod HaTorah, out of respect for the Bezin. So if the Eidim themselves are Talmidei Chachamim, Yoshe Talmid Chacham, so Kavod HaTorah dictates you should not have them stand. The same Esei de Kavod HaTorah Odif. It's not that Esei de Kavod HaTorah Odif takes precedence over the other mitzvah of Eidim Bamida. Eidim Bamida is out of, also out of Esei de Kavod HaTorah. So the question is, how do you fulfill Kavod HaTorah? So if the Eidim himself is a Talmid Chacham, so the Kavod HaTorah dictates, he should be able to give the Haggadah Seidus in a sitting position. Tosfos has the famous kasha that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Yutes. This Tosfos is Miyoshev Talmid Chacham. This Tosfos is in Sanhedrin also, in Shavuos also. The Gemara says, when Yaneh HaMelech had to come to Bezdin, so they told him, Amod Al Raglecha, you have to stand in front of Bezdin. And he got so furious and he looked at the Bezdin, and that's when he killed all the Rabbanim, because he was so angry. Why they insisted he has to stand? He's the Melech, he has to show kavod to them. So the Tosfos has a kasha, which is more chomer, kavod HaMelech or kavod Talmid HaChacham? So the din is, the Talmid HaChacham have to stand in the presence of the Melech. Melech, when he's in public, doesn't stand in the presence of Talmid HaChacham. Privately, the Rambam quotes in the din in the Gemara, from the Yerushalmi, I think, privately, the Melech should stand up when the Talmid Chacham comes into the room, but in public he should not. So the essay of Kavod HaMelech is more chomer than the essay of Kavod Talmid HaChachamim. So if a Talmid Chacham comes to give Haggadah Seidus, he can give Yeshiva, Yoshev Talmid Chacham. So it should be a Kavod HaChachamim that if the Melech has to appear in front of Bezin, he should certainly be able to sit. So why did they make him stand? Why did they tell him Amod Al Raglecha? It should be a Kavod HaChachamim from Talmid Chacham. So that's what Tosfos is. So Rav Soloveitchik thought it wasn't the kasha. The only reason why the Talmid Chacham sits is because Esei de Kavod HaTorah Odif. So if you say you have three mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah Eidim should stand. Esei de Kavod HaTorah Odif, that's more important. Esei de Kavod HaMelech is even greater. A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, so A is greater than C, so why don't they let the Melech sit also? Rav Soloveitchik said it's not that B is greater than C, that you allow the Talmid Chacham to sit because the Esei of Kavod HaTorah is more important than the essay of having the Eidim stand. No. Kavod HaTorah is another case. Eidim have to stand, they have to stand. The whole din Eidim have to stand is out of Kavod HaTorah. So if the Eidim himself is a Talmid Chacham, so then we say he doesn't have to stand. It's the same mitzvah, but Kavod HaMelech, that has nothing to do with the essay of the Kavod HaTorah. So that you can't say, essay of the Kavod HaTorah, one essay should be doicha another essay. You're not doicha, an essay is not doicha an essay. An essay is doicha lois essay, but an essay is not doicha another essay. Esei de Kavod HaTorah Odif, a Talmid Chacham can give Haggadah Seidus b'yeshiva, because the whole din of Eidim standing is out of Kavod HaTorah, Kavod to the Dayanim. So if the Eidim himself is a Talmid Chacham, he can sit. But if the Eidim, but if the Melech appears, he would insist that he has to stand. Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos doesn't say it like that. Tosfos says, it's not that the essay of Kavod HaMelech is greater than, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. That's the way Tosfos set it up. That's a kash. You see that Kavod HaMelech is more chomer than Kavod Talmid HaChacham, the haraya, that the Melech cannot be more chomer than his Kavod Talmid HaChacham can. So that shows that A is greater than B, B is greater than C, because if he's a Talmid HaChacham, he gives the Haggadah Seidus in a sitting position. So why shouldn't you say that Kavod HaMelech is greater than the essay of standing for the Eidim? That's why Tosfos presented it. So Tosfos answers, Kavod HaMelech is not greater than Kavod Talmid HaChacham. Talmid HaChacham k'merchel anas Kavod, that's a local reason why, because Torah Dileihu. That's what the boy said yesterday. It says, Kim Torah Hashem Chevto v'sarosa yegen. First it's called Torah Hashem. Then after the person is Yogev or Omel Batur, then it's called Torah Delay. That's why it's giving Mochel on the Kovet. The Melech can't be Mochel because it's not Kovet Delay. It's not his Kovet. It's the Kovet of the whole nation. So the fact that the Melech cannot be Mochel on his Kovet and Talmid HaChacham can, does not indicate that A is greater than B, that Kavod HaMelech is greater than Kavod Talmid Chacham. Taisa says it's not true. Kavod Talmid Chacham is greater than Kavod HaMelech, and the difference of that Mechila is a different reason why, because Torah delay, as opposed to the Malchus, it's not delay. So these are the two famous Taisas. In the Taisa Mali Yeshvish came Pasal Eidus, is a Pasal B'Yevin, and then the next Taisas about Chalitza. The Chalitza L'chadchila you need Amida because it's Din. But the evidence not Niyakev. And Tosis is not sure about any Yeshiva Barzal Malchim Bez Dovel Bavad. Is that a Din Dereis or a Din Derabon? That's what the Bisker Rav in the Sefer HaChumash raises a question. How can it be that it's a Din Dereis? I mean, Halacha Moshe Mizinai, Rashi says. A Din Dereis means Halacha Moshe Mizinai. How can it be? What do you mean? It was told to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai that it's going to be a Malchus Bez Dovel. So what was the whole pantomime later on, the picking David HaMelech? There was all the way back from Sheish Esmei Bresh. There was Allah Al Moshe Mitzinai. Maimon Hasidah is going to be a Malchus Beis David. So what are they clearing about? So Rav Dovel explains, it doesn't mean that was the Nusach of the Allah Al Moshe Mitzinai. The Nusach was, Ein Yishev Bazar Elo L'Malchus HaNivcheres. And then there are special dinim for the Malchus HaNivcheres. Moshel, Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha is only for the Malchus HaNivcheres. Shaul HaMelech and any other Malchi Yisrael who weren't from the direct descendants from Malchus Beis David, they had Mashiach B'Shem and Afarsimon. They didn't use Meshem and Mishchas Kodesh. It would be Moel Behegdash. So that's reserved. The Mashiach B'Shem and Mishchas Kodesh is reserved dafke for the Melochim, for the Malchus Beis David, for the Malchus HaNevcheres. What's another nafke mina la'alocha? The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Melochim quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, the king is only allowed to use Yerushalayim as his capital if he's a melech from the Malchus Beis David. Yerushalayim is the official capital reserved for the official government of Eretz Yisrael, namely for the Malchus HaNevcheres. It's any government, any Malchus other than Malchus Beis David, so he's not supposed to use Yerushalayim as his capital. Or the Biskarov has a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Chelek, I think. That it would appear there's a difference regarding Murid ben Malchus. That Murid ben Malchus, the Rambam writes, Rishus la Melech lehorga. The king, it's optional. The king has a right to kill the fellow if he wants to. If he chooses not to, he doesn't have to. As opposed to Murid ben Malchus, Beis David is Chayiv Misa. That's the Loshan Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis. And the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, any other Murid ben Malchus is Rishus lehorga. Rishus la Melech lehorga. Murid ben Malchus, Beis David is Mechuyiv Misa's Bezna. Mechuyiv Misa. So there are differences. So that's what the Brisker Rav says. Maybe this Rashi holds Ein Yishev Bazara was Allah HaMoshe Misinai. And there was an exception to the rule, but the originally the Nusach wasn't El El Malchai Beis David, Nusach was El El Malchai Son of Cheres, and it remained to be ascertained which is going to turn out to be the Malchai Son of Cheres. It turned out that it was Malchai Beis David. So all of these dinim deraisa, Mishich B'Shem and HaMishcha was an Afkemina, Yerushalayim, and Marib and Malchus, all the dinim set in at that time when it was determined.
When do we say that Eidim need to stand in? They're signing a shire, they don't need to understand.
Right, so that's what Rabbi Kiveger writes about that. In the regular Drush V'Chidush, so the Chidush Ma'amasichtas, in the middle of the Sefer, there are around 8 pages of Chubas that have nothing to do with before and after. So one of those Chubas is about, he asks, why is the common practice that by Chalitza you have a bezin of 5? Machlegs HaTam, where the bezin has to be 3 or 5. So we usually have 3 sitting in one direction and 2 sitting in the other direction. 3 the Ikad bezin and the 2 Nosafim. That's how it says in the Gemara. L'chatchil you have a bezin of 5. And then we have Eidus L'kim HaDover. So the Eidim stands. Rabbi Kiveger asks, why do you need separate 2 Eidim standing and 5 Dayanim sitting? Let the Dayanim serve as the Eidim. So what are you going to say? That the Dayanim have to be Bishiva and the Eidim have to be Bamida. So since the Dayanim are sitting, so they can't serve as Eidim. So he says, but the Eidim sign the Ksuba when they're sitting. They don't sign when they're standing. So the whole din that Eidim have to be Bamida is only Bishas HaGodes Eidus Bifnei Bezen. Eidim will sign the Ksuba. Eidim HaSimon HaShad Nasa Kemisha Nechkere Dusam Bezen. It's considered a bona fide the Eidus as if they would have given a Bifnei Bezen, but they're not giving Bifnei Bezen. They're not signing the Ksuba, the present to the Bezen. The whole din of Yeshiva for the Eidim is out of Kavod HaTorah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Eser the Kavod HaTorah Orif. If the Eid is a Talmud Chochem, The essay of the Kabbalah Torah, the essay that Edom should stand, is essay of the Kabbalah Torah. And here, under these circumstances, that the Ed is a Talmud Chacham, essay of the Kabbalah Torah dictates that he should sit instead of standing. But if he's Ed Lekim Adav, he's signing a Ksuba, or his Ed is Lekim Adav by a Chalitza, he's not giving a Haggadah Ed is Bifnei Bezen. So what's wrong if he sits? So that's what Rebbe Kabega doesn't understand. Why do you have five Dayanim sitting in the common practices? You have two Edim standing. Let the Dayanim serve as the Edim. But that's the minig. That is the minig. Rab Chaim has in his Sefer, he claims it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Nemuki Yosef, where the Chalitza requires Edis Lekim Adover. He thinks that the Rambam holds you don't need Edis Lekim Adover. So the common practice is clearly not like that Rambam. The common practice is like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. We have five Dayanim sitting whenever you do a Chalitza, then you have two Edim standing. Rabbi Kivegi, you asked on that. Why do you need two additional Edim? Let the Dayanim serve as the Edim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, Tosfos says, an Edim Nasadayim is on by Eid HaMeid, not by Eid HaRoi. Yeah. Wouldn't pose a problem. Tosfos said, all the dinim of Edim, like Karav Apostle, ain't Eid Nasadayim, is only if he's an Eid HaMeid. Just an Eid HaRoi, it doesn't pose a problem.
There
are
some
Rishonim
to disagree.
Yeah, okay. Right.
So why did Yanai have to stand up in front of the you said that he doesn't cover the mouth in public, he doesn't have to.
Right, but that's a din that the Baladinim and the Edim have to stand when they appear in front of Bezen. So they told me he has to stand. But if it would have been a tzur from the Rabbana, if it would have been a Talmud Chacham giving Edis, we would allow him to sit. So Tosis claims the answer is that Kavod Tamid HaChachamim is more important than Kavod HaMelech. Kavod Tamid HaChachamim is Doiche, the mitzvah of standing. Kavod HaMelech is not Doiche. That's what Tosis answers. Can't we prove that Kavod HaMelech is more Chamer Baraya, that Kavod HaMelech doesn't lend itself to Mechila and Kavod Tamid HaChacham does? And Tosis says, no, that's not an indication that Kavod HaMelech is more Chamer. That's because here it's Torah delay, and here it's not Malchus delay. That's what Tosfos says. And Rav Soloveitchik thought a different answer. He thought that it's not. That the Gemara is weighing that the Esed Kavod HaTorah is more important than the mitzvah of Yom D'Shnei HaNoshim. No, Yom D'Shnei HaNoshim itself is because of the Esed of Kavod HaTorah. You only have to stand out of respect for the Bezdin. So if the Eid himself is a Talmud Chacham, then Kavod HaTorah dictates that he should sit. The same, it's the same mitzvah. Kavod HaMelech is a separate mitzvah. So they never say Kavod HaMelech should be doich the Esav of Yom D'Shnei HaNoshim.
The whole issue is Kavod HaTorah here by Beis Din.
Right.
We know that in public HaMelech is not supposed to
It doesn't stand for a Talmud Chacham, but he stands for out of that's a din. Yom D'Shnei HaNoshim is a mitzvah in the Torah. You have to stand. So that was not negotiable. Yeah. That's what Tosfos answers. So these are the different svaras that the Gemara has. If you have a psul that applies both to the korev and to the makrib, it's more universal. If you have a psul that even applies to the bama, that's more chomer. Zar does not apply to bama, and einan was a suffix in the Gemara whether it applies to bama. So when you're deriving mamatzinas over here at kavachomers, so you have to keep that in mind, that sometimes a psul is more chomer than the other. Yeah, the Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah talks about. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's stuck in this Perek. When you do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, you do it in the Azorah. So the Kohen has to stand when he does Kiddush Adayim, because then Yeshiva Bazar is not allowed to sit. Is he got to lean a little bit? Because it's very hard. The Kohen has to stand on his left leg and pour the water on his and suspend his right leg in the air, the right hand and the right leg, and pour water from the left. He holds the cup in the left hand, and he pours the water on the right hand on the right leg. Then he has to stand on his right leg and have a cup of water from the kiyor, and pour the water on the left hand and on the left leg. So that's quite a stunt, to stand on one leg and to balance and to pour water like that. So the Gemara has a machlekes atanaim, is he allowed to do smicha? You say smicha kishiva, smicha kamida. We're talking smicha. He's leaning considerably. He's leaning on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash in such a way that if you would take away the wall, he would fall down. So smicha kishiva, smicha kamida. So there's a stira in the sma. The Sma says, not a stira, there's a shtickle stira in Shulchan Aruch. So the Sma says the klal is the following. If the dayanim are be yeshiva, then the Edom can give Haggadah Eidos b'smicha. But if the dayanim are b'smicha, then the Edom have to be b'amida. So which is it? Is smicha yeshiva, smicha k'amida? Edom have to be b'amida, and dayanim have to be yeshiva. So how does he say everything is relative? If the dayanim are b'yeshiva, then the Edom can be b'smicha. If the dayanim are b'smicha, then the Edom have to be b'amida. So that's Rav Soloveitchik. Thought the pshat was, like he said, pshat in this teretz on Tosis Kasha, that the whole halacha that the dayanim have to be b'yeshiva and the edim have to be b'amida is not a din amida versus yeshiva. It's a din, they have to show respect to the bezin. That's all the same essay de kavanat Torah. That is the essay de kavanat Torah. Essay de kavanat Torah doesn't mean that this essay is more important than that essay. The essay of Yom Neshnei Hanoshim is the essay of kavanat Torah. And under these circumstances, if the aid is a Talmud Chacham, so the Eser Karatar dictates that he should give the Haggadah Eidos be yeshiva. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought it was the Pshat and the Sma, that the Eidim have to be in a slightly more uncomfortable position than the Dayanim. So if the Dayanim are sitting Mamish, be yeshiva Mamish, then the Eidim can give the Haggadah Eidos even if they're not standing on their own 2 feet, even if they're in a position of smicha. But if the dayanim are b'smicha, then the Edom have to be standing on their own 2 feet, b'amida. It's not really a din b'amida versus yeshiva. There is no din that the dayanim have to be yeshiva and the Edom have to be b'amida. The Edom, out of respect for the bezin, have to be in a more uncomfortable position than the dayanim. So depending, it's relative. So if the dayanim are b'yeshiva, then the Edom can be b'smicha. If the dayanim are b'smicha, then the Edom can be b'amida. So it wouldn't really depend, the whole issue doesn't really depend on the shad that the Gemara is going to discuss whether smicha is kishiva, smicha is kamida. That's negated to other cases. Ain't yeshiva ba'azora. Or let's say if you did avoida yoshev, it's puzzle. So that's a din amida versus yeshiva. So that'll be a din whether smicha is kamida, smicha is kishiva. But as far as Haggadah Eidos b'fnei bezin is concerned, it's not that the bezin has to be yeshiva and the dayanim and the edim have to be b'amida. They have to show kovod to the dayanim. They have to be in a more uncomfortable position. It's a new taich. Standing more on the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph says, we're not sure exactly what happened there in Parsha Shemini. V'sirachatos darosh darash doshet Moshe v'hinei sorof. They burned the sirachatos. Why did they burn it? So one opinion is they burnt it because of tumah. That's what the Gemara is. Mentei tumah, nisrifo. It was mekabel tumah, and that's why they had to burn it. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, hein lehuv es dom al kodesh pnima. What can it be? This reason, that reason, didn't realize. No, they told him it was nitma. And the other reason is that it was nisrifo, sirachatas was nisrifo because of aninus. Nei aninus, so what do you mean because of aninus? Since all of them, even the kain gadol is allowed to be makrivainen, but he's not allowed to be oichaloinen. So you have a carbon, by Yom HaShemini, you have a korban that no one will be able to eat, not today, not tonight. So if you have a korban, no one can eat because everybody is in him. So you may as well burn it now. You don't have to wait till it becomes nifsal balina. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin that you need ibur tzura. That's the last two lines in Rashi. On daf tezayinim and aleph. Rashi quotes, Rabbi Yechon HaMabrek is of the opinion of Pesachim daf pigimel. The only time you burn the korban is if it's psula begufoy. If the korban has a psula, it's pigul. The korban is pigul, the korban is nitma. But if the korban biatzmusu is kosher, just that no one can eat it, or the bala korban is tummy, and it can't be yotze with it, so we paskin, it's ton ibur tzura. You have to leave it overnight till it become nifsal belina, and then you can burn it. That's called ibur tzura. Ibutsur means because if you keep meat out of the refrigerator, out of the freezer, overnight it becomes, doesn't taste as good as it tasted yesterday. They didn't have any refrigeration. So that's Ibutsur. It starts to spoil. And it means that it becomes Nifsobalina. So there's one Tana says, Rabbi Chamerberka says, you don't need Ibutsur. If all the Kohanim who can possibly eat the Korban Chatos, it was a chatas that they got. Zira chatas doros dorosh moshe. The hinei sarof. So chatas has to be eaten by zichri kuna. All the kohanim were all oinanim, so they wouldn't be able to eat it today. Wouldn't be able to eat it tonight. Tomorrow is after the zman is up. So since you know in advance, no one can eat it, so you may as well burn it now. So we don't pass them like that. That's why Bicham and Breuker holds like that. B'pnei anina sarfua. We can't accept them b'pnei anina. If it's b'pnei anina sarfua shaloi kedin, you're not supposed to burn it today. You're supposed to wait till libur tzura, till the next morning, then you burn it. But the Gemara has, this was a machlokes. What was the story? Yeah, the Gemara talks about how universal is the psul. The psul of Zar is not that universal, it doesn't apply to Boma. Oinen was the suffix, whether it applies to Boma. Then the Gemara says, what about the psul of Yoshev? Ooh, Yoshev is such a universal psul, it even applies to Edis. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but it doesn't apply to Achilos Kochim. A Zar is not allowed to eat Kochim, and Yoshev, Kohanim, are permitted to eat Kochim by Yeshiva. So the Shittim Kubetzes and Ois Chof raises the question. If it's kochi kochim, how can they eat it be yeshiva and yeshiva bazara? This is the Shittim Kubetzes that the Mishlam Melech quoted. He didn't have Shittim Kubetzes printed on the side. He had Kisve Yad. So he quotes these Balei HaTesis. So one opinion is that for the purpose of eating a kochi kochim, you're allowed to sit in the azar. Should be lamashcha l'gedula, gadach shahamalachim v'ochlim, and they ate it be yeshiva. The other opinion is no. In yeshiva, it's good. That's if it's Chazav v'shoik of kochim kalim u'b'chor, because if you're talking about kochi kochim, you have to eat it in the azara and yeshiva b'azara, so it can't be. So that's the Taisvus. This shittim u'kubetz zois chaf has the two opinions. That's what the Mishlam Melech quoted, that this was a machlekes balei ha'Taisvus. Are you allowed to sit in the azara for the purpose of eating kochi kochim? Then the Gemara is trying to show where are the psukim for all these 10 psulim. There's also lechatchila and pasul b'riyevet, shino lakosul yakev. The Gemara says maybe I can learn one from the other. Kalvachayim b'binyanav. Okay, the Gemara is saying, well, this is more universal, less universal, chumis and kulis. So the Gemara has on the bottom of tezainim and beis, going over to the top of yudzainim and aleph. You can construct two kalvachayimers that contradict each other. A kalvachayimer is if you find. You have Parsha A and Parsha B. So if Parsha A has any one chumer that Parsha B doesn't have, that's enough. So you can already establish A is more chumer than B based on one chumer. Then you may turn out that Parsha B has chumer that Parsha A doesn't have. So that's a pircha. So you don't know whether A is chumer or B is A more chumer than B, B is more chumer than A. Because Parsha A has a chumer that doesn't apply to B, and B has a chumer that doesn't apply to A. So then that's a pircha. Me created a pircha. You don't know which is the chumer, which is the Chumrah and which is the Kula. But sometimes when you construct a Kalvachayimah, just because you found one detail of Aloche, you say, this is a Kalvachayimah, this is more Chumrah than that. But then sometimes you can construct another Kalvachayimah that will contradict that. What do you do if you have contradictory Kalvachayimah? So our Gemara says on the top of Yudzayinim and Aleph, Ike lemifrachochi, Ike lemifrachochi, you can say a Kalvachayimah in this direction, you can say a Kalvachayimah in that direction. And they contradict each other. So you just leave all the dinim the way they were given. You don't change anything. If you're not sure, I see Parsha A has a din, a chumra, and B has a different chumra. So should I say the chumra of B certainly applies to A? Should I say no, the chumra of A certainly applies to B? I say no, this chumra applies to A, this chumra applies to B. So that's what the Gemara says. Whenever you have two kavachimers, you can construct two kavachimers that contradict each other. So they cancel each other out, they neutralize each other, you're left with no Kalvachaymers. The Tosfos starts fishing through all of Shas. The bottom Tosfos on Tezayin and Beis goes on. The Gemara is in different Masechtos, where the Gemara talks about such a possibility. Kalvachaymers that contradict each other. So how do you deal with that? Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Shir Sunday is 11:30. Okay, 11:30. Tov. You too. A good.